Hi, thank you so much for joining the Marian Summit from the St. Raymond Onatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith, Patchwork Heart Ministry, and Fiat Ministry Network. On behalf of all of us, I want to thank you for joining us and thank you for listening to my talk too, where I'm going to focus on some of the theology from Pope Francis in regard to our Blessed Mother, some quotes and things that he has reflected on in some of his homilies on Our Lady during this beautiful time of May, a celebration of Our Blessed Mother. And I thought I would just start out with the whole idea, you know, we as Catholics, we hear that term so much from possibly people of other faiths, other Christian denominations, about having that relationship with Jesus and, you know, that personal relationship with Jesus. And when we think about that, actually, that falls very much in line with what we believe as Catholics, because the Lord does wish for us to have that very special personal relationship with Him. And the good news is that our Blessed Mother, Mary, she also points to her Son, and she wants us to know Him better. She wants us to pray to Him. She wants us to honor Him in all that we say and all that we do. So our Blessed Mother, you know, she's always about Christ. She's always about our growth in our relationship with Him. And she's a very good mother. And she also wishes for us to have that, I guess we could call it a personal relationship with her too, but through prayer, through that intercessory prayer that we can do. And there's so many ways that we can do that. When we model our Blessed Mother, we're really being pointed to follow her Son, because that's really what she's asking us to do, is to follow Him more closely and love Him more closely. And I think that our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has also pointed us in many ways through many, you know, lots of his homilies over the years in terms of ways that we can grow closer to our Lord and Savior, but through the intercession of Our Lady. And so I'd like to turn now to some reflections that I found online, and it's on a website called universeoffaith.org, and I'm just going to pull those up to be able to read those exact quotes for you. I have four quotes to discuss. So the first one is that the woman of having the right priorities, and that's who he's referring to, is our Mother Mary, the Mother of God. And he says that the attitude of Mary of Nazareth shows us that being comes before doing. And to have, and to leave the doing to God in order to truly be as He wants us. And that is from his Angelus address from December 8th of 2014. And let's talk about that whole concept of being before doing. You know, we live in this society where it seems to be all about that checklist, that to-do list. And many times, you know, we judge ourselves on how much work we can do and the quality of our work. But, you know, our lives are a gift. And I think what the Holy Father is saying to us through this quote is that Mary is a perfect model of that to us, the perfect model of how to really live our lives for God, through God, and in that intercessory daily prayer that we do. And, you know, that's what a prayer life is all about, really, isn't it? It's about being. It's about being able to be before the Lord, whether it's in the Eucharist and receiving the Eucharist, whether it's at Eucharistic adoration. So these are all ways that we can grow, all ways that we can love and serve. So I think that's a very good quote by the Holy Father from his Angelus address back in 2014. The next one that I'd like to read is that our Mother Mary is the model of humility, of love, and of tenderness. And the quote exactly says here that whenever we look to Mary, we come to believe again in the revolutionary nature of love and tenderness. In her, we see that humility and tenderness are virtues, are not virtues of the weak, but of the strong, who need not treat others poorly in order to feel important themselves. And that is from his writing, The Joy of the Gospel, number 288, from Pope Francis. And I think that's very important when we think about humility. You know, the opposite, obviously, of humility is pride. And that's advice that we want to try to avoid in our lives, because really humility is sort of that, the groundwork for our whole life of virtue, isn't it? And Mary certainly is that model of humility to us. And think about what he says in the quote here, that it's not a virtue of the weak, but of the strong. And sometimes when we think of humility in someone who is humble, you know, maybe your mind goes to someone who doesn't really know their worth, but it's really quite the opposite, because when you know your worth, when you know how much you're valued in terms of in the love of God, then you know that no matter what you do, that God is with you. And when we're humble, we can live in that way too. We can give to others. We can give of our time, our talent, our treasure, and we can still know that it really is a very strong virtue when we try to strive for humility. And our Blessed Mother is the perfect model for us in that way. The next one I'd like to read from our Holy Father again, he says that Mother Mary is a woman of prayer, work, and solidarity. And I'll read this quote to you. It says, she is the woman of prayer in work in Nazareth, and she is also Our Lady of Help, who sets out from her town with haste, that's from Luke 1:39, to be of service to others. This interplay of justice and tenderness, of contemplation and concern for others, is what makes the ecclesial community look to Mary as a model of evangelization. And that again is from The Joy of the Gospel, number 288. So think about that. He's saying she's a woman of prayer, but she's also a woman of work who set out in haste. And he also mentions justice and tenderness, more of those virtues. So think about that. Ways that we can grow in our faith is by working through everything that we do. When we work during the day, when we do things, when we, you know, interact with our families, our friends, with our communities, is that we can also be people of justice, right? We care about the needs of others. And so did our Blessed Mother. And so that is a wonderful virtue for us to strive for. The virtue in our daily lives of work, no matter who you are. And you know, when you think of Mary, you might think, are we directing this more toward women because Mary is a woman? But no, we can direct that toward anyone. The way that we interact with human beings, whether you're male or female, these are ways that we can also be people of prayer, work, and solidarity. Before I move on to the next point, let's talk a little bit about solidarity, because, you know, Mary is a woman who wishes for us to live happily in community, living out the joy of the gospel every day of our lives. And we can do that by living the sacramental life, by loving Christ. Like I said, she's always pointing to her son. And you know, we hear that a lot from priests and homilies, but it is absolutely true, is that when we follow her son, we can live out those virtues in an even greater way. And the last one that I'd like to read on these reflections from the Holy Father on our Blessed Mother is that Mother Mary is our mother of perpetual help. And I'll read what it says here. It says that Mary is the mother and a mother who worries above all about the health of her children. She knows how to care for them always and with great and tender love. Our Lady guards our health. What does this mean? Our Lady guards our health. I think above all these things, she helps us grow, to confront life, and to be free. You know, that's a really important thing to know when you think of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. In our own lives, we face challenges having to do with family life, having to do with finances, having to do with relationships, having to do with all kinds of things, right? Marriage, family. And so when we think of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, we think of the fact that Mary cares about those little things. Jesus cares about that those little things. And remember what I said at the beginning of this talk is that that relationship with Christ is really what it's all about. And she's always pointing us in that direction, the direction of being able to know, love, and serve Christ in the greatest of ways every day of our lives. And so I think that's a really good one. Now, that one that I just read is from his address on May of 2013. I guess it would be his address that he made at the Vatican in his general audience. And so they're just four quotes, and there's a lot more than that, right? There's a lot more than that. If you want to find out more, I'm sure that you can also do a search on some of the quotes from our Holy Father. You know, and there's a lot of quotes from other popes. I'm focusing this talk on our current Holy Father, Pope Francis, but you know that John Paul II, Pope Benedict, and so many of the other popes have made wonderful and great statements, theologies, homilies, works of writings, all kinds of things, encyclicals on the Blessed Mother. So be sure to learn more. There's always so much to learn. And I also want to, if I could, just talk a little bit about before we end this talk, is talking about the fact that Our Lady of Mercy and the St. Raymond Onatus Foundation is a Mercedarian ministry, meaning it was founded by the Mercedarian religious order, where I happen to work as the executive director, making pastoral outreach to families in crisis. It is really and truly my joy to do that, to be able to serve others, helping those families who are in trauma, in adversity, and who have gone through so many difficult challenges. And Our Lady of Mercy is all about just that. She is all about giving that love, that forgiveness, that tenderness, that care that her son offers. And so I always end whenever we say a prayer, especially as a Mercedarian, we say, Our Lady of Mercy, pray for us. And I say the same thing to all of you who are watching this talk, is that Our Lady of Mercy, our Blessed Mother, cares deeply about you. And this whole conference, this Marian Summit that we are doing, is all geared for people like you who are going through challenges and crisis. And I want to let you know how much we care. Please do be sure to reach out to us at nonatus.org to learn more. Now, this is not just a commercial for the foundation, because we are doing this as a joint effort for Patchwork Heart Ministry, Fiat Ministry Network, and the St. Raymond Onatus Foundation. But we all have that commonality that we're doing this for people like you, to let you know that we care. The church cares, and we are here for you. Be sure to connect with all of our ministries. On behalf of the St. Raymond Onatus Foundation, I want to let you know that we will continue our prayers for you. Thank you so much for joining our Marian Summit, and enjoy the rest of the talks. God bless.